We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Introducing former Warriors sideline reporter Matt Steinmetz.
Phenomenal hair. Yeah.
Former sales rep for a phone company, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And former Wheel of Fortune contestant, Dan Dibley.
No.
This is Steiny Guru and Dibs.
For show.
On 95.7, The Game.
Morning, everybody. How we doing out there? Welcome back, Daryl the Guru Johnson. Missed him the last 2 days talking sports with us. Dan Dibley here as always. And the Warriors Timberwolves tonight, Goo. They beat the T-Wolves by 20-plus two nights ago, and now they go for the baseball sweep, if you will. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's good to be back. I'm doing as well as can be expected. I miss you guys. I'll get all that out the way, but I hope you guys don't mind if I just start to show off, not in a somber mood, but just RIP to my uncle Leother and my aunt Imogene. I lost both of them back to back. So with that said, I'm fired up. New zest for life. Let's get it. And driving from L.A., I heard you studied Whitey yesterday, Dibs, and I got to tell you, Pops was a fan, and, you know, I got a little jelly, but I'm back and I'm ready to go.
I appreciate it. You're back and you're in the building, and our thoughts were with you the last couple of days, knowing, you know, you kind of shared it privately what happened.
It's like, yeah, right.
No, absolutely you should say that. And I know we're going to talk more about Sekou Smith, somebody who I know you know, Steiny, an NBA writer and part of the National Association of Black Journalists who passed away. And it's just, it's all around us, you know. And I was thinking about you, Goo, heavy hearts last couple of days. And, you know, I appreciate your personality, though, because you share the sadness, but then you divert it with your own twist on life. And you're going over the snowy grapevine with your pops and, you know, disagreements over what lane to be in and where to stop and all that. It just remind me of, you know, my dad and I on road trips and our different approaches, Steiny. So thoughts with you, Goo, and glad to have you back, brother.
Yeah, right on, fella. All right, let's get it, Steiny.
Yeah, real nice to have Guru back. And obviously we'll be checking in with Guru on some of the stuff we talked about maybe yesterday that he didn't get a chance to weigh in on. We're going to talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame. Nobody voted in for the first time in 60 years. What do you make of that? We'll get into that in the show today. I think he can take Aaron Rodgers out of the quarterback sweepstakes. But the Golden State Warriors tonight, fellas, they play the Minnesota Timberwolves. And we can quibble a little bit about the Knicks, but this is the kind of game that you got to win. And one of the reasons the Warriors are 9-8 and hanging in there and on the positive side is because they have absolutely taken care of the teams that aren't very good this year. They beat Detroit, they beat Chicago, they beat Sacramento, and they beat Minnesota the other night. So can they beat Minnesota again? And what I mean by quibble is we can quibble about the Knicks loss, but I think you can make a case that the Warriors have not had a bad loss this year because all their losses were to teams that were 500 or better, essentially. And I just think if they want to go to the playoffs and get the highest seed possible, you want to have an 80% winning percentage against these kind of teams. And I guess that's where I'll start. Is I'm going to give the Warriors praise this year for beating every team essentially that they should have beaten on the schedule, Goo.
Yeah, you know what, Steiny? I'm not mad at that, but at the end of the day, I don't think that's the title of this season. The slogan was to get in the playoffs with an all-time great player in Steph Curry and your prize rookie. And I feel like the bar is set low when you look at it like, hey, you're not losing to the bad teams. Because I'll tell you this, guys, I've been a Warrior fan for 40 years, and here I go, rewind, DVR. I've never seen them lose like they did in Utah. So I can't get to it. I need answers on what happened in Utah, the total no-show, to where you come home, play Minnesota, and with 6:42 left in the fourth, the lead got down to 8. So I guess where I'm going, Matt Steinmetz, is that's okay, but I don't want to give roses or Hershey Kisses to a team that's handling business against mediocre teams, because without Cat and D'Lo, Dibs, this team was down 8 points 2 nights ago. So I don't know what there is to write home about early on, because I'm worried about this team and mainly what happened in Utah.
Yeah, golf analogy coming, golf analogy alert. No bogeys on the card right now is what Steiny's saying. Even though you lose to Utah by 70, it only counts as one loss. You lose to Brooklyn in the opener by 81, I think it was. It only counts as one loss. So it doesn't matter how you go about winning or losing, essentially. And yeah, Minnesota, it never got scary. It never got close. It was closer, shout out Neo, closer than you thought at one point, maybe what you thought it should be, but you still won the game. And so far, at this point in the season, almost a quarter of the way through, no bogeys. They do have a couple of birdies. You beat the Lakers in L.A. That's a nice win. That's a birdie. So if you look at it in that fashion, Goo, obviously you're not leading the tournament. You're an 8 seed right now, but through almost a quarter of the season, nothing ugly on you.
No, not at all. And I just think if we're going to be fair, how do we assess this team? Don't we have to assess this team with basically 500 as the – I don't know if it's a baseline, but I think if this team's 500, a game or two above, they're having a good year at that point. If they drop a few games below 500, it starts to go south – then obviously we have to reassess. But I think right now at 9-8, their health has been good. They're 9-8. Wiseman's been very positive. Steph's been solid. Wiggins has been better than expected. And Oubre's the one player who's been bad. But he hasn't been so bad that the Warriors are, you know, 6-11 right now. So they've kind of survived with Oubre not playing well. I think you could, you know, quibble about a game or two here and there, but 9-8 is pretty darn good for this team right now. It's a good solid B plus, I think.
You know what, Steiny? And I'm not saying they're not a B plus, but what I deem was unfair, and here I go, I've been off a couple of days. What I deem was unfair treatment to James Wiseman, not only by the team, some media. I'm looking at everybody now. So I'm looking at everybody like Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors looked at Wiseman. And don't tell me it wasn't a demotion. Dibs, it was a demotion. And I feel like a lot was left at his doorstep, and it wasn't all his fault. So with that said, I just don't understand why everybody is throwing flowers at Andrew Wiggins. I've been the biggest Wiggins supporter before the season started. I thought he had all the athletic ability. And now because he's playing some defense and averaging 2 points less than his career average at 19, we're saying he's an MVP candidate. And I know they're not saying that, but that's what it sounds like. My thing is, Steiny, he's got to step his game up and do more. And I thought Wiseman, Dibs, learning the bumps and the turbulence, 10-5, which he's averaging, by the time the off start or close to that juncture, he would be ready. And now you bench him and tell me he's going to be the best he can be? It doesn't make sense to me.
Guru, does his paycheck go down when he moves from starter to bench?
Not one penny. Not one penny.
If somebody moved from one day part to the other, yet their check was untouched, would you consider that a demotion? Say a radio guy who goes morning drive who now goes to middays virtually.
I would not, Dibs.
On the bench, though, not as one of the. I'm not a starter anymore. I'm coming off the bench.
Oh, that's a demotion. Yeah, that's a. Thank you, Scott. That's a demotion.
So me going to middays is a demotion.
No, I thought you were saying you weren't one of the top three.
Guru?
Come on.
You painted yourself into a corner. No. I didn't know you brought your paint bucket and your brush on your way back, but it's not a demotion. You know what a demotion is?
Give it
Jordan
to
Poole. See you in Orlando, JP. That's a demotion.
But
you're
what
a
did he
leader.
Ever lose, though? What did he ever lose? A fringe? A
but he
of
went
minutes?
From 12th man to 19th man, and it cost him a 3,000-mile one-way plane ticket. That's a demotion. Me going to middays, it's actually a step up, quietly. And you know what? I'm coming off the bench, but the impact is greater, and I love our second unit here. So let's not paint this as a demotion. The guy's 19 years old. He's still going to get to eat. He's still getting minutes. Let's just not slam the organization
well,
for a,
quote,
demotion.
Let's put the right on
the table. Put it on the table, then.
Why the change, Steiny? Because Steve Kerr knew what Looney was bringing to the table before the season started, and you went with the prize rookie. And this year was about his development for next year, this year, and also Steph Curry. Could he do it, quote-unquote, by himself and a little help with Andrew Wiggins? But when you bench him, the message to me is, okay, you're doing something wrong. And this version of the Warriors is not better with Kevon Looney, who I love, averaging 3-3, is not better than with James Wiseman and all the things that come with him trying to develop. But when you remove him from that starting lineup, Steiny, that's it. I don't care if you say you're not sending a message is sent, and Kelly Oubre didn't have to sit down when a lot of those plus minuses numbers stem from him not being able to hit the side of the barn. I don't know what you gain by putting Looney in the starting lineup, because me personally, my Marshawn Lynch, I don't think they're better with Looney on the court and Wiseman on the bench.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll try to make the other point coming from the other side. But what I wonder at 888-957-9570 is, are you feeling like Guru? Wiseman basically was singled out by Steve Kerr, and Guru wants to know why. Guru wants to know why, if this season's all about Wiseman's development, why you would possibly move him to the bench when the team's 8-8 and for all intent and purpose where it's supposed to be. 888-957-9570. Are you with Guru? Why the hell was Wiseman taken out of the starting lineup? We're going to talk about it on the other side.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, I've been tasked with trying to convince Guru why moving James Wiseman to the bench was a solid move. Matt Steinmetz, Dan Dibley, and Darryl the Guru Johnson back with you after a couple days not doing the show, and we're loving that Guru's back. All right, Guru, here's what I would say.
All right, I got my pen.
Kevon Looney makes the Golden State Warriors better defensively and offensively, believe it or not. And by moving Wiseman to the bench, you may actually accomplish a third thing, which is improving the bench. James Wiseman's defense has not been good this year. And clearly Steve Kerr is seeing more than most of us with our naked eyes, I think. And so what you do by removing Wiseman is you give yourself a better defender. He's just a better defender. He might not be as athletic. He's not as talented. He's not as long, but he's better because he knows how to play. And I think the reason it's going to help the offense is because if you look at the Warriors, they start the season with Wiseman, Oubre, and Wiggins. None of those guys had played. Wiggins, we know, okay, he'd been here for 10 games. But for the most part, Wiggins hasn't played with Curry. None of those guys have played with Draymond. We've already seen Oubre doesn't know how to find Curry. We're discussing how Curry needs the ball more. Well, by putting Kevon Looney into the starting lineup, you actually now have an extra guy who knows how to play with Steph Curry, as opposed to a guy who's still figuring out how to play with Steph Curry. And I think that's what I think Steve Kerr is seeing, Goo.
Well, okay, I'll say this. And I heard Steve Kerr talk about Curry's usage rate. you know, because Dibs, I personally would like to see more Steph in regard to the rotations and the shots coming from him as opposed to others who aren't as skilled as shooting the ball as Steph Curry. So, again, this is just me and my naked two eyes. I thought that this season was about the guy that's averaging number 30, 28 points a game. As he goes, we go. And there's no such thing as too much Steph Curry. And when you say Kevon Looney can do this or that better, I thought there was going to be turbulence, Dibs. I thought he was going to get the opportunity to work through the things that maybe he's not doing so well. But if Oubre can get, quote-unquote, the hall pass, why wouldn't Wiseman? And if I'm Wiseman, this is the first thing I do. Here I go. Hey, Draymond, thanks a lot for the mentorship. I mean, look where it got me. You know what I'm saying? It got me to where I can't even start, and we're not even 20 games in, Dibs. I just think it was a quick trigger. That, and I feel like the young kid, he won't say it. Again, he's 19. But, dude, I just feel like there's a scapegoat going on, and he's getting a lot of it. And I'm not saying he's perfect, Dibs. If you started him, I would wait to 30 or 35 games to make a change. And then when you make the change, it's a back-to-back against the worst team that maybe I might come out. What ails me? I didn't like that, dude.
You said what ails me or what ails me? Because they got the W. So, and this is where I have a problem with you, Guru,
nice.
And all of the Wiseman apologists, because you won the flipping game. Granted, it's against Minnesota, but every night in the association in our league, you never know. It's a make or miss league, as everyone will tell you. You can beat a Laker team, you can lose to a Minnesota team based on shooting on a night alone. But you won the game. Wiseman played quality minutes, and by the way, he played better. So I don't know why you're bending over backwards doing some crazy Richard Simmons throwback video in order to apologize for the fact that he played better and they won the game. And as for Draymond Green and this team, you need to be better defensively in the first quarter. And if he's a liability, which he is right now, and you're falling behind in every first quarter, which you are virtually every night, you got to make a change. And this is the change that was made.
Steve Kerr said the number one thing he's got to develop with this team is a defensive identity. Remember, he talked about them being a top 10. Yeah, well, Wiseman ain't it then. Wiseman is
but
a
you
poor
gave up on the experiment
defensive player.
20 games in, Steiny? He did say exactly what you said. Like, he saw something in this unit, but I guess you're pulling the plug on that this early?
I don't think it's that early, to tell you the truth. It's 20% through the season, essentially. That was the worst starting lineup in the league in terms of plus-minus. Think of that. Steph Curry is on a five-man unit that's part of the worst five-man unit in the league. I mean, you could almost say, how the hell can that even happen if Steph Curry's so great? Well, the reason is because Steve Kerr realized he could tweak and the team would fit. The team has better chemistry with Looney at center. It just does. And and that's why he didn't take Oubre out of the starting lineup, because he said all year, we've got to be good defensively, Dibs. We've got to be top 10 defensively. We can be a top 10 defensive team. Well, you know what? They the only way they can be a top 10 defending team is if Oubre is part of it. And unfortunately right now, Wiseman apparently so bad that they can't be a top 10 team defensively if he's playing.
And how do they like to play defense? It's switching. They want to be able to switch. They have to be able to switch. And that comes down to rotations. Even if you're not involved in the pick and roll, you have to know where to be helping and where to be closing out in the case of a couple of passes and a three ball. And that's where these things will develop in time, the defensive IQ. And Oubre Jr. is a good defender. We know Draymond is elite. Steph is very smart. And if you have one member of that five-man starting group who's not on the same page, then none of it matters.
You know what, Dibs? And Steiny, you hit the nail on the head when you basically put the rat on the table. You know what? Let's hear how bad or what he's missing defensively, because we're not. And that's why I brought up that word sugarcoating. Let's start hearing how bad the rookie is defensively, and then maybe it'll open our eyes to, okay, why he's not out there. But to my naked eyes, and I mentioned this, I'm watching the games, and again, he's got growth. There's room to learn, the pump fakes. But you're going to tell me a guy averaging 3 points coming in 5 inches shorter is down the road going to make you the best version of the Warriors you can be? No way. So where I'm going, Dibs, is I can live with the lumps of James Wiseman in the learning curve early on, because the roll of the dice is it's going to pay off after the All-Star break, after the halfway juncture.
But you can still nurture him in different ways. And this is a point Steiny made, which I thought was fascinating. I'm going to steal it just to make sure that it's my voice that says it. Yeah. And the new people to the show might think, damn, Dibs is a genius. So what happens if you fall behind by six? You know, Wiseman plays in the first quarter and you're down 35-29. Well, Steph Curry's going to the bench for the opening 6 minutes of the second quarter. So not only did you fall behind in that first quarter, but you burned up Steph time. And so now you got that second unit coming in, and they're not known for their scoring. So it hurts you in two ways. You need to be leading or more competitive in the first quarter, because you know you're not going to have the chef cooking until late in the second.
I think it also gives you an opportunity to start playing Wiseman more against second unit centers, which may help his confidence. Let's go to Ron in East Oakland. He's not hating what you're saying, Goo. What's up, Ron?
Hello. Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, my condolences to Drew, to you and the family, to Steakhouse Smith's family as well. But no, I tend to on the side with Guru, man. James Wiseman, you gotta give a man time to play. Guru called it at the beginning of the season. You guys had low expectations of Wiseman's numbers. Guru said, "Nah, he's gonna have. I expect him to have 10 points. You know, 4 rebounds. Whatever. I can't remember the exact numbers, but he was way more higher on the stock than you guys were on Wiseman's stock.
Right.
And then I'm saying you guys, meaning Dibs and Steiny. But Dibs made a good point about it's good for him to be on the defense, because his problem, I mean, being on the bench is good for Wiseman to see the switching on defense. That's where one of his weaknesses are. But, like, back to Google's point, you got to let the man play, man. Everything, you can't do analytics for everything and crunch these numbers, which you guys are making great points on, and it's right, but he's got to just get a feel for the game. Once he's going to get a feel for the game is to actually be out there playing, taking those lumps. He's going to be our number one day, so. I just think, you know, to pull the plug too early, get a man a chance, and, you know, then evaluate him. It's way too early, though.
Thanks, Ron. Good stuff. Appreciate it. My question is this, is obviously, I mean, what if I said, you know, what if starting Wiseman and playing him 26 minutes a night cost you the 9 or 10 seed? Would you still, but he'll win the Rookie of the Year.
I wouldn't sign up for that because I think you know it's team first, but yeah.
And I know that's I think that's how Steve Kerr's looking at it. I will say that there's, you know, we're assuming Wiseman's good with it, and we're also, here's the thing about Wiseman, everyone, Wiseman this and this.
Yeah.
I mean, if Wiseman has a problem with Draymond Green, it's not going to happen right now. If Wiseman has a problem with getting taken out of the starting lineup, it's not going to manifest itself right now. Like, that's the only thing that's a concern, and even this isn't a huge concern for me, is what if Wiseman can't really handle Draymond? And what if Wiseman can't handle what he perceives as a demotion? Well, then there might be consequences, you know, to this, Goo.
Well, how about this real quick? I'll say this, and, you know, Dibs, you let me know if you agree, you too, Steiny, and the listeners. The biggest loser in the Kelly Oubre struggles was James Wiseman. And I'm not taking Wiseman off of the hook for, but 10-5 as a rookie. I mean, that's better than some even expected. And it seems, what if you sat Oubre down, what would that plus minus be if you had somebody else in his spot? I'm just saying, it seems to me that all the criticism is going to the 19-year-old, and Dibs, real quick, you stole, I'm going to steal from Pops. We're listening to the game, driving up. Who on the Warriors staff is really teaching Wiseman? And I sat back and said, Norm, that's Pops. Like, that's, you know, a second baseman can't teach a pitcher about pitching. Who on the Warriors staff is the big man guru for James Wiseman to help him get through these rookie struggles? There is no Clifford Ray.
Jaren Collins? I mean, are we hating on Jaren Collins? Guy's been
on
the staff.
I'm just asking.
I mean,
Mike Brown can't coach a big man?
feels like, go ahead, Dibs. I just asked a question. Norm asked, and I didn't have a good answer. But if you guys are saying Mike Brown and Jared Collins, okay. Nothing to see here. That's sufficient enough.
Well, I mean, obviously none of us is deep inside the bowels at practice seeing exactly who's instructing him. But the things we know about James Wiseman are this. He's very intelligent. He speaks a multitude of languages. He seems to be very coachable, and he's made some pretty significant improvement early on. So if he's – and Steve Kerr mentioned this, Goo, in a, I think his post-game comment, or maybe it was pre-game, about Wiseman always learning. Even if he's on the bench, he's learning. In practice, he's learning. So it's not just the 16 minutes and 42 seconds that he's out there that he's going to get better. A player like Wiseman, young, smart, a sponge, he's constantly soaking things up.
And, Guru, if you want to be James Wiseman and knock on my door and I'll be Steve Kerr and you want to discuss something with me, I have an open-door policy. All my players know if you want to come to Steve Kerr, Steve
I'd like to talk.
What's
up, Coach?
Let me see if I can get the Steve Kerr a little bit hoarse. Hey, what's up, James? How you doing, man?
Man, you know what, Coach? I'm not doing too well. I'm listening to 95.7 The Game. I'm reading these articles on The Athletic, and, you know, the change, me not starting, it seems like I'm getting the brunt of the, a lot of the blame, and I don't understand how I'm going to get better or be the best James Wiseman I can be coming off the bench. Can you explain to me why you went with Looney?
Well, one of the things we've emphasized, James, and you've known this from day one, is defense. We've got to be – we don't score enough. To not be a great defensive team. And that's my first priority with this team, is to get us playing better defense. And right now, James, you're not a part of that best defensive lineup. And in terms of you want to get better, that's going to happen in practice, young man. I think you know that. But we love what you're doing, but we've got to make a change here to get better defensively, and we're hoping that you're mature enough to handle it and use it as a way to get better faster yourself.
Yeah, but it just sounds like to me, Coach, and if we're going to be the best team we can be by the end of the year, hopefully playoff time, I need to be out there with Steph Curry and the starters.
Well, then,
and I don't see how this change is going to help me get to that plateau.
Yeah, I think it'll help you get there faster. And also, here's the thing. I want to be a good defensive team, James. Steph Curry's got to play, right? He's a half decent defender, but he's got to play, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And our two guard is Kelly Oubre, and he's a really good defender. I don't know if you've noticed, but Andrew Wiggins is among the shot blocking leaders as a small forward. Draymond Green's a hell of a defender, and you're the weak link defensively. So and if we put James in there, now we got another solid defender. All right, that's run its course.
Yeah.
But
well, yeah,
that's kind of what
I was about to hit him with a reset. This,
yeah, Kyle looking too like, that. Oh brother, yeah, I got yeah. But anyway, if you're telling me right now, fellas, Kevon Looney is a better basketball than James Wiseman, even with all his experience, I can tell you the Golden State Warriors aren't reaching their full potential this season, and they'll be lucky to get a 10 seed. And that's no shade at Looney. You knew what you had in Looney, and I think it's a team effort that could help Wiseman improve defensively. And I ain't calling nobody out, Stoney, but I just wonder who's in his ear to get him better. And, again, Draymond Green, I let you cuss me out. Well, we did all that, and look where it got me. Coming off the bench.
Let's go to Paul. Paul's in Cupertino. Hey, Paul, what's going on? What do you got for Goo? Paul, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you guys? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Oh, and this is just my opinion. I feel that Wiseman needs to learn just some basics, like catching his fingers. He lets go too many passes, you know. And he, just like Draymond said, he needs to keep an eye on where the ball is, a little bit of court awareness. And otherwise, I mean, yeah, he's tall. He can catch and dunk, but his basic awareness, and that's understandable given that he has so little experience. I actually think that him being on the bench is good for him right now.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Paul. Hey, Goo, and is your problem that – what's funny, Dibs?
Nothing. I didn't say a word.
No, but you were laughing. So
don't help me on the Zoom. That was a silent laugh. Now
well,
it's
I didn't
awkward.
Want to miss something that
no,
is funny.
I'll posit it into the microphone.
The one thing about Wiseman, Goo, are you mad that he started in the first place? Or are you upset that he's getting taken out of the starting lineup? Because look at the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're much worse than the Warriors. They drafted number one, and Anthony Edwards is coming off the bench. So is LaMelo Ball, by the way.
Yeah. Again, it's all about the 19-year-old. When we're 19, the 19-year-old psyche. And, Dibs, you talked about the attributes, and I'll give it to you. He's definitely not, you know, a roadrunner letting you know exactly what's on his dome. But I can read between the lines, and I know if I was 19 and I'm in a, you know, locker room full of grown-ass men, champions, I'm a bite the bullet and not say anything. But at the end of the day, why now is all that I'm asking. And Kevon Looney does not make you better. And I would go, and if it cost me two or three or four games, and I knew by April or March we'd be my prize rookie, the 7-1 wingspan, where we don't run enough and give him the ball in the open. We don't empower him enough. And I know you guys talk about, oh, he's got to earn it, Guru. But I'm just looking at what he does good and how many times he's able to display that. And it's like when he messes up, he's got to be thinking, I'm on my way out. And you guys or anybody out there can say, you know what, that just comes with the territory. But damn. Oubre has been horrible, defensively okay. Wiggins, all that athleticism, all of a sudden he's Jordan. I'm not going to hate, but the rookie is why we're not, you know, we're flirting with 500 or one game over. So we're going to remove you from the starting lineup.
Guru, what's their record with Wiseman? Wiseman coming off the bench. What's their record this year?
Oh,
with,
see, that's a cheap shot, but 1-0, Dibs.
Well, then let me go this direction then, and maybe you can break it down from the inside out, because you can't. The way you're spelling Wiseman is with an I and with an M and an E. A lot of I and a lot of me, and this is totally unnecessary. 17 games into his rookie season, because he got a chance to start ahead of maybe his readiness. And he's played pretty well, but the inconsistency and the defensive lapses have made it to where he can't be out there early in the game right now. Kevon Looney's not a better player. He doesn't have a better future. Okay. He's not going to contribute more. But in the opening 6 minutes, you're going to get a defensive sturdiness with Kevon Looney that you can bank on. And Steve Kerr's told you again and again and again, this team has to be better defensively. Wiseman will be a better defender than Kevon Looney, but not today. Maybe not in March, maybe not until next year. And in the meantime, you play him when you can play him, you spot him when you can spot him, because you need to win games.
Let's go to Khaled. Khaled's in Clayton. What's up, Khaled? How you doing, man? What do you got?
Doing well. Doing well, gentlemen. Guru, do you play golf, my man?
No.
Okay, so this is going to make a lot of sense to Steiny and to Dibs. You know, in regards to a golfer, when a golfer's standing over a shot and he's got a ton of swing thoughts going through his mind, it's one of the worst things that you can have. And that's exactly what's happening with Wiseman right now. You could see him thinking out there on the floor. He's thinking too much. He's too much into his head, and he's not reacting. He's thinking, okay, I have to move over here. I have to do this. I have to do that. And that's what happens when you've got basically a high school player coming into the NBA and having to perform on a shortened camp. You know, under COVID restrictions, he was limited because of the fact that he ended up with COVID. At least we assumed that he had COVID, and he was unable to be able to get into there early on with them. So he's stunted growth-wise. And yes, his upside is off the charts, but he's thinking too much. And I can use one play that stands out to me in the last game in Minnesota, and that was the Anthony Edwards dunk. And the Anthony Edwards dunk would have never happened had he rotated. Had he rotated, Anthony Edwards would have never gotten that explosion down the lane that way. But because he was slow to the rotation, he ended up on a poster.
And he ended up too far under the basket, too.
One of the things that you don't want is to him to start thinking too much and to get inside his own head, because what we've seen is we've seen him punching stuff and, you know, punching the boards and slapping things when he ended up with five fouls a few games ago. And that's the frustration that you don't want to see creeping in early on into a 19-year-old's head, that putting him on the bench and you say, oh, you know, Looney's not better than James Wiseman. That's true. I mean, it's absolutely true. But Steph is better with Looney out on the floor.
Yeah, good call.
Looney makes other people better on the floor because he doesn't think. He knows where the rotation is defensively and offensively, and everything kind of clicks a little bit better. So while the individual player may not be better, the unit as a whole is.
Yeah. Hey, Colette, good stuff. Appreciate it.
Call of the week nominee right there. Just well-reasoned. It was patient. He laid out a strong case. And that's an argument that I don't think that we've all thought about, the idea of the security of knowing for Steph to have that security of knowing that there's an additional player out there who kind of gets it and knows what's going on. No knock on the youngster. He's not even 20. But that was a great point by Khaled.
Steph better.
And you know what, Steiny? Just real quick here. If Steve Kerr would have sat Oubre and Wiseman, I wouldn't be saying what I'm saying, because if you guys are saying this was all made because life is easier for Steph, well, the guy that's running into Steph that we all know for whatever reason can't play with Steph is still out there in Oubre. That's why I say, why is everybody putting the blame at the rookie's doorstep? And what Khaled said is fine, but Steve Kerr also said, oh, I love to see my rookie punch the beverage card. I learned that from Steiny. I love that. So let's not act like, you know, showing emotion is a bad thing. I'm asking, why is Oubre getting the pass and he didn't lose his starting position?
Well, we can
ask. That's all I'm asking.
Well, yeah. We can ask if that's a fair question, is why is Oubre getting a free pass? Is that something that Warriors think? Or does it just come down to Oubre's playing because he defends? 888-957-9570. We'll talk more about it on the other side, and it's all sponsored by Osh. New year, new hue. A fresh start begins at Outdoor Supply Hardware. Whether you're ready to take on an indoor painting project or you've resolved to finally organize your shed, you can shop the solutions and sales at Outdoor Supply Hardware through January 31st.
Now for the Exergen temperature check. It's 52 degrees and mostly cloudy in Mountain View.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.